In Southern California today, 800 homes were evacuated because a dam began leaking about 50 miles east of Los Angeles. The area has been saturated by heavy rains for 2 weeks, but the showers have stopped and the cleanup is underway. One of the most daunting tasks, dealing with a huge boulder blocking Topanga Canyon Road north of L.A. You may have seen pictures of it. Well, commentator Rick Cleveland lives in Topanga Canyon, so for him, this boulder was the biggest new thing in the neighborhood, literally.
First of all, I want to respectfully correct the editors at USA Today who incorrectly identified the photo of the huge two-story Fred Flintstone-like boulder. The paper said that the boulder was in Malibu, but it was wrong. The boulder was in Topanga. Topanga is not Malibu. It's close geographically, but very different in many other ways. Topanga is an old Shoshonean word that means the sky above or heaven. Malibu is an old Hollywood word that means the place where Nick Nolte shops for groceries in his pajamas. The boulder landed in the middle of the road and stopped us all in our tracks with all the subtlety of an alien spaceship. This past week it was on MSNBC and the CBS Evening News, and even AOL featured the photo of the boulder on its website. Vaguely aware that I live in Topanga, people I haven't heard from in years emailed me to find out whether or not the boulder landed anywhere near me or my house. Several of them hoped that I hadn't been squashed by it. When the weather cleared, I took my video camera down the road in an attempt to capture it on film, but the sheriff's department wouldn't let me through. Other Topangans did manage to sneak past the gauntlet to gaze upon its utter hugeness in wonder. At TopangaOnline.com, people who had seen it tried in vain to drum up support to save the big rock. They waxed poetic about the long-lost serenity it brought back to the canyon by cutting off through traffic, because all the people who see our lovely canyon as nothing more than an artery between the San Fernando Valley and the Pacific Coast Highway had to stop in their tracks, too. It reminded some of us of a simpler time when rocks were rocks, and people were apes who lived someplace else, far, far away. I had ideas, big ideas, for what could and maybe should have been done with the rock. They could have rerouted the road around it and made it a tourist attraction. People who like to climb boulders would have paid to climb it. Other people who are good with a chisel could have carved the face of Governor Schwarzenegger in it. Who knows, we might have even been able to get it a movie deal. The first attempt to dynamite the rock failed. It barely made a dent. When news of the failure made its way through the canyon, spirits soared. People thought, "Go big rock!" But then, I'm sorry to say, the people with the dynamite used more of the stuff, and finally they blew the rock into a million tiny pebbles and started hauling it away. It's gone now, but for those who saw it, it won't soon be forgotten. Years from now, when I'm old and gray, I'll lie through whatever teeth I have left, and I'll tell people that I actually saw it with my own two eyes. That's how great the Rock of Topanga was.
Rick Cleveland is an executive producer for the television program 6 Feet Under.